If approved by the fall legislature, the increased penalties would include changing third and fourth offense drunk driving charges from misdemeanors to felonies and imposing a mandatory minimum 3-year sentence on a drunk driver who injures someone seriously. The increased penalties will lead to increased costs for both state courts and the prison system. Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel tried and failed to add amendments to several of the bills that would track those costs and provide funding to cover them.
Who's responsible for that additional cost? And if, in fact, we don't provide that, does that mean that our communities become less safe because the DAs are overworked, the public defenders are overworked to the point where they have to pick and choose what crimes they prosecute?
Hebel's amendment was defeated on a party-line vote. Judiciary Committee Chair Republican Jim Ott argued the funding isn't needed now.
I don't know when it may get to the full assembly floor. I don't know when the Senate will pass it, but I guarantee you that any additional costs are going to be down the road far enough. We're not putting immediate additional costs on the courts or the district attorneys. This is something that I think they'll be able to adjust to if and when the time comes.
All six bills have strong support from the victims of drunk driving accidents, but have faced some opposition from the state attorney general, who favors handling more drunk driving cases in treatment courts. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.